Let me start today's show by saying something that I would never dare say on the actual platform itself, because then I would have to deal with all of the comments that would then result. And as it is, I probably will anyway. But I say this here on the Phil Hendry Show podcast because I can say it clearly and there isn't any immediate noise coming back at me from people with all kinds of questions like, well, then why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you, you know. Now, here is the statement I'm going to make, and then I'll explain it. And it's very simple. I don't know why I'm reluctant to say it. I'm a little bit scared because of the power that is invested in social media. But I really do hate, and I can't underline this. Maybe that's too strong a word, but I'm going to use the word anyway. I really do hate Facebook. I mean, I just hate it. Here's why. There's more unnecessary shit. Now, I'm not talking about people promoting a product. That's what I do. So naturally, I'm in favor of that. And the reason why I'm on, you know, Facebook, for anyone that may be asking the question, well, if you hate Facebook, what are you doing there? I'm on Facebook for a very specific reason. I use it for marketing. That is to keep my name as upfront and present as it possibly can be for anyone who may be a customer of the kind of entertainment I provide. So if there are any customers, potential or otherwise, out there waiting for Phil Hendry's brand of comedy, then I want to find them, and Facebook seems to be a good place to go to find them, as is Twitter to a degree, Instagram to a degree, etc. Facebook is the, my understanding, the largest social media platform in the world. So that pretty much covers the waterfront when it comes to reaching people. Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm all over Twitter with all of the different characters and guests we do on the show. But Facebook is the place where I do a lot of extensive posting. We post the day's show log there. We post, sometimes we repost, or if you will, I screenshot comments that different characters or guests make on Twitter, and I'll put them up on Facebook and so forth. So I guess what I'm saying to you is I have my reasons for being on Facebook. One of the reasons why I'm not on Facebook, one of the things I don't want to do on Facebook, is tell everybody each day how depressed I am. If I were depressed every day, I don't think I'd go on Facebook and tell everyone how borderline suicidal I am, how broke I am, how lonely. Facebook, for some people, is a journal. It's a diary. You know, in other words, what you used to keep secret, now people just put right there on Facebook. And I know that I would get all kinds of people saying, well, you know, you just don't understand. If you don't like it, then you don't even... I know. You're right. If I don't like it. But I'm going to say something anyway. Because I don't really care. You know, I somebody needs to say something. And Facebook has become the most tiresome place for people who want to tell me all about how they're busted out broke and they have nowhere to go and they don't have any future and they're really, really sad and they're in and out of the doctor, they're in electroshock. Most of it, I realize, is just garbage. In other words, I think a lot of people are just making that shit up. I don't think they're making it up for, like, entertainment value. I think they're making it up to see how many friends they can get, to see how many sympathetic posts they can get, to see how many people love them. You know, but it's a grandstanding that, I mean, I swear to God, I want to pick my freaking phone up, my computer, whatever I'm reading on, I want to throw it into the street. I get so sick and tired of reading that sort of highly personal, completely inappropriate posting. I think it is. A lot of you know who I am, and a lot of you know that my ex-husband has been bothering me, and a lot of you know who he is. Well, he showed up last night, and what is the point? Other than for you or whoever you are to feel like you have friends, which in point of fact you don't. Facebook friends, you know, I've given this speech before and people hate me for it, but Facebook friends are not real friends. They're Facebook their pen pals, their acquaintances by way of the computer or by way of social media that are not complete relationships. You don't know these people. You've never been in their physical presence. You don't know anything about them. You don't know truly anything about them other than what they represent themselves to be. And the self that they're representing is just an imaginary bunch of letters and postings and paragraphs and sentences and emojis. That's what the person is. They're not flesh and blood. You know, so they're not really friends. Now, I, people are entitled to any definition they choose. If you really believe that they're your friends, okay, I won't spend a lot of time convincing you otherwise, but I don't think it's healthy to think that way. By the same token, there's no reason why I have any hostility toward people who are my Facebook friends. I enjoy interacting with them and talking to them via the platform and discussing ideas and attitudes. And we seem to agree on some things and disagree on other things, but do I know them? No. Of course not. I don't want to offend anybody. And even saying this, I realize, can be very offensive to some people. Just simply saying that, you know, Facebook friends are not really friends, it really super offends some people, and that also troubles me. Because you don't know who you're talking to, man, and you can say the wrong word, and the next thing you know, you have a real basket case on the other end of your missives there on Facebook. You have someone who's suddenly really angry and threatening and so forth, you know, and the whole effect of this collection of exchanges and posts and ideas and paragraphs and sentences and words and pictures and emojis and memes and memes and memes and memes, the whole effect is an illusion of coherence that simply doesn't exist. There's no coherence there at all. There's no real consistent sanity there. It's a whole bunch of paragraphs and words and phrases reflecting ideas and attitudes that, taken all together, I don't think represent jack shit. I honestly don't. I think that, yeah, you could say, well, there's a lot of people there who are liberals, a lot of people there who are conservatives, a lot of people there who like this guy, a lot of people there who like that guy. Right, so what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It means there's a lot of people who are posting a lot of different opinions. One thing we know is that the information flow, that is, the confidence that we could have had at one time in the veracity, that is, the truthfulness of some information, we don't have that confidence any longer. Is it because the information isn't correct? No. It's because of this pilot fish commentary, this parallel commentary that goes along with the information from all of these people, we'll call them, quote unquote, posting on Facebook and other social media platforms, attacking the information. The sun rises in the east. No, it doesn't. No, there's all that. And I read a book the other day, and now all of a sudden we have doubt cast on every single solid truth that we know. Doesn't matter what it is. The fact that I was having some fun with people. We were questioning the existence of electricity. You know, just to go way down that rabbit hole of stupidity that a lot of people go down in social media. We were just, you know, electricity doesn't exist. Really? Well, prove it. And, you know, Tesla, did he ever really exist? I mean, it didn't matter what anybody said. It didn't even matter if someone said, I touched a wire once and I was electrocuted. No, you weren't. You were not electrocuted. You momentarily had a heart attack and a sort of a neural reaction based upon information that you had been fed. You had been brainwashed into thinking you can get people to believe absolutely anything because people no longer... First of all, the level of education that a lot of people have is almost non-existent, so they're going to go ahead and, you know, buy anything you tell them. The last thing anybody wants to seem, or the last thing anybody wants to appear is stupid, even though, my God, we haven't had this many really obviously stupid people in our midst ever. thanks to the existence of social media. So the truth and the information is still there, but now we are free to say it's all shit. And as long as we're free to say that, and maybe, you know, who are we to say that we can't? You know, the definition of free speech, someone said it was defined what free speech in America represents is the freedom to speak your mind so long as you are not harming people, putting people in immediate danger. And they said, well, what is that? An example of that would be yelling fire in a crowded theater. Everybody understands that that is speech. But it's obviously irresponsible because it puts people in immediate danger. A stampede, a rush to the doors, the possibility of people being injured, hurt, even killed, based upon false information. Well, when's that going to happen? Well, you know, there are laws, for instance, against creating a public emergency over the radio. I could get, when I was on the air anyway, on the radio, and there are anybody that's on the air, you are not allowed. You will be charged with a felony if you announce anything on the air that gives rise to public injury. For instance, there are incoming missiles right now from China. Nuclear explosions are imminent. Get into your car and get the hell out of here. Okay. That's something people are going to listen to. They're going to take seriously. They get in their cars, cause automobile accidents, God knows what, based upon bullshit. So, yeah, we recognize that false information knowingly, or even if you're not knowingly, even if you just, for instance, if you say, well, I heard a guy say, and another guy said, I didn't say that. Another guy said that. I'm just quoting what the other guy said. So now you have the cover of stupidity, really. I mean, you're just, I hate to keep using that word, but really that's what we're dealing with here. You can tell any judge or any jury, well, I was so dumb, I believed the guy. You can't possibly hold me responsible for being a dumbass. Now, can you? Personally, I think we should throw dumbasses in prison for years. The penalty for stupidity should be exactly the same penalty as it is for murder. Life in prison. Without the possibility of parole. I mean, in some instances. That'll cure the fucking problem, like, real fast. However, you and I both know that ain't going to happen. And the other thing that is not going to happen, it could be controlled, but it won't be completely eradicated, and that is the willful dissemination of false information under the guise of free speech, which, yes, does cause public injury. A very classic example is the ongoing lie that the 2020 election was a fraudulent election or was stolen. It's a lie. It's never been proved. It's been taken to a great many courts, and it has been thrown out of a great many courts. It went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States, which has on its membership justices that were nominated by President Trump himself, the man who called into question the legitimacy of the election, and even those guys said, we don't want to hear this because it's garbage. So there's just not in the real world. There are people who live out there in fantasy land who continue to promote this, but it's not true. Now you say, well, what damage has it done? It's done a great deal of damage. A great deal of damage. No one now has any idea how well the next, for instance, the midterms will do. Coming up 2022, the midterms, what's going to happen there? You know what? Seriously, are people going to accept the legitimacy of those elections, or will we still have claims of fraud? And will it be cross claims of fraud now? Democrats accusing Republicans, Republicans accusing Democrats. Will there be violence? Because one side is just so pissed off and convinced that the other side is just trying to stick it to them that, you know, this just will not, you know, is that going to happen? And why? Because one man who has it would appear a lack of conscience, decided that he can't take the idea of losing because his whole life he's been trying to gain the respect and the adulation and the adoration of the world, and it just has been escaping him, and he doesn't get enough of it, and so he's risen all the way to the level of the presidency and beyond, and even that wasn't good enough, and so now he wants to overturn an election where they rejected him. They didn't like him. They didn't want to reelect him, and if he couldn't find within himself that that was even possible, and even if he could find it within himself that it was possible, he didn't want to admit it to the world, because that would be real weakness. He was going to fight against even the reality of him losing, and it doesn't matter at all what happens to the country. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It doesn't matter what happens to the democratic norms and structures and traditions. It doesn't matter what happens to the democracy itself. He's going to keep pressing his point until he is in absolute control of that situation. And even if the country falls apart, even if it goes to hell on a shutter, at least he will be vindicated and he will look strong and he will be a hero. Because that's the only thing that really matters there. Is he heroic in the eyes of history? America can go to hell. America can burn, and I mean just flame right out. It will not matter to him so long as he is heroic. He is seen as the strong and the bearer of truth. And just, that's the facts. It doesn't make any difference whether anybody wants to believe me. You can call me megalomaniacal if you want, but I think that, you know, think that there's a lot of people who agree with me. That is the actual fact of the matter. That's what's happened. The country has in part been hijacked by a sort of megalomaniacal, wounded human being who couldn't get enough love and respect as a kid, all the way on up through adulthood, all the way on up through the period of his professional life. And even though he became president of the United States, that wasn't even good enough, because you can never give these people enough. They're just sucking machines. You can't give them enough love, enough respect. They're always going to be demanding more and more and more and more and more. They're always going to wonder who it is that doesn't respect them and love them. How come I don't have the respect and love of those people over there? And how come you people are still sitting on your hands? And if he doesn't get it, he'll just create it. He'll just make it up. He'll just say it actually exists, but you can't see it because they won't let you see it. And who are they? Just all the people that hate me, and they've hated me my whole life, going all the way and back to my mother, who I never really even talk about, although I can probably, you know, fake you into thinking that I loved her and she really liked me. And, well, no, she didn't. No, I'm not talking about my mother. Although, that's why I hate Facebook.